The Gospel for this second Sunday in the season of Advent is taken from the third chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region of the Jordan. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the gospel of the Lord. And last week, Pastor Eric showed off his shoes. I realized, you know, I pretty much wear boring church shoes, but I brought some of my favorite purchase since we moved here to Lacey, my rubber rain boots. And they have all the liturgical colors, I think, almost on them because they have polka dots. Kind of fun. I like these shoes, and I leave them by our front door, because they come in handy for all sorts of things. Running out to get the mail, taking the garbage out, taking out the recycling, all hours of the day or night, taking the dogs out, because when I'm out in the dark, I never quite know exactly what I'm going to step in. They wipe off and wash off nice and easily. And they keep my feet warm and dry, because as you know, even in the nice weather, often in those early mornings, our grass is wet. As I talked with the kids, our theme for today is prepare. And as we make all sorts of preparations for Christmas at home, here at church, within our families, within our community, today we're reminded to prepare our hearts for the birth of Jesus. As Zandra said, that is more important than anything else that we're going to do. We prepare our hearts because the truth is we don't wipe off or wash off quite as easily as rubber rain boots. When we're hurt, or when we hurt others, or when we step in the messiness of life unexpectedly, sometimes it's hard to let go of that hurt or that pain, that anger, the shame. It's hard to let that go. John the Baptist asks us, what in your life needs repentance? Is there someone or something that needs to be washed, to be cleansed with reconciliation and healing? Where is it that you need forgiveness? Where is it that you might need to forgive? You know, we are not perfect people. We all mess up. You know, I mean, King David, the glorious king, he was not a perfect person. We all mess up. As we live our lives, stuff happens. Sometimes it's stuff that we do. Sometimes it's stuff that other people do. There are just messes that we can't avoid stepping in. It can happen even when we have the best of intentions. Stuff happens. Often that stuff is just out of our control. The question is, not if we mess up, but when we mess up, what do we do next? What do we do with that? Do we do nothing and pretend that it never happened? Do we try to make things right and do what we can? Do we withhold forgiveness just to hurt that person a little bit more because they hurt us? Do we seek, as John says, to make those crooked places straight? Or are we more about stirring things up to make it a little more messy? We all need rain boots. Really? Because we walk through life with wet feet. Always. Martin Luther tells us, remember your baptism daily. Each and every day, we walk through life with wet feet. We get to, not just because we live here in the Pacific Northwest where it rains a lot and it's damp, but because we are baptized. We walk through with wet feet because we know that stuff happens. And we also know that grace happens too. Grace happens right here, right now. Here at this font, the waters of baptism, at this table of the Lord, through the Word, through each other. We are washed and we are cleansed from the sins that bind us. These waters, we are marked with that cross of Christ and sealed with the Holy Spirit. We are reborn as children of God. We leave here knowing we walk each and every day with wet feet, and that's a good thing, a very good thing, because we are baptized. John says, I baptize you with water and repentance. But the one more powerful than I is coming after me. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is at hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, a winnowing fork, as I understand, was used to throw the wheat plant into the air. The wind would blow that lighter, useless chaff away, and the heavier wheat kernels would fall to the ground in order that the wheat could be harvested and used. And wheat kernels are used for all sorts of things, not just for flour and food, but also for wood and paper, adhesives, resins, plastics, fuel, golf tees, insulation, textiles, cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, lots more. Advent is a time of preparation, a time to allow Jesus to take that winnowing fork and toss us in the air. So that holy and life-giving breath of God can blow away that messy stuff of life. All the worthless, stinky stuff in our hearts and in our lives. That stuff that doesn't give us life. Leaving the fruit of the Spirit. So that God can use us fully. Most likely when you were baptized, and then again when you were confirmed, those words that we heard from Isaiah were prayed over you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Through the water and through the word and through prayer, we pray that this Holy Spirit, that life-giving breath of God, would indeed blow through our lives and guide us in all that we say and do. This is grace, and we know that grace happens, and this makes a difference. It makes a difference in our lives, and how we live, and who we are, and what we do. You know, the last thing John the Baptist wanted was for people to come and listen to him simply out of curiosity and to go away unchanged. He called for change. He called people to turn their hearts and their lives to God, to be what we believe about God, to love and forgive, to remember who we are as saints and sinners, to remember who we are as children of God, born in the Holy Spirit, people who live in hope. As you prepare your heart for the birth of Christ within you, what is it in your life that needs to be blown away by the holy and life-giving Spirit of God? Where do you need repentance? Where do you need to offer forgiveness? God meets us in those places of need. God meets us in those wilderness places in our lives. God meets us in the water and in the word and in the meal. God meets us in the gift of each other, the gift of Jesus Christ. God meets us and always offers us that creative and life-giving breath of God in Christ's name. We prepare for that. We prepare our hearts, we prepare our souls, we prepare our very lives for this gift to be born among us and within us, to bring us that peace and forgiveness that only Christ can bring, to make us whole again, and to remind us who we are. We are indeed God's loved and forgiven children. Thanks be to God. Amen.